Quiet Mind, Day 82. Small Joys, Big Presence. True happiness hides in plain, simple things. Throughout history, poets, spiritual teachers, and wise folks have been whispering the same secret. Happiness isn't hidden in grand achievements or flashy moments. It's nestled in the quiet stuff. A breeze through leaves, the flick of a lizard's tail, or a single glance can hold more joy than a trophy ever could. Why? Because the joy isn't in the thing, it's in the space it leaves behind. These small events don't overwhelm your attention. They leave room for something deeper to emerge, inner stillness, and from that stillness flows what can only be called the joy of being. To sense this joy, you don't need a better life. You need a quieter mind. Be still, be alert. The tiny, the gentle, the seemingly insignificant, these are your doorways to presence. The smaller the form, the more space around it, and it's in this space that you touch your essence, your formless, untouched, unconditioned self. Here's a trick for finding that space. Just say to yourself, I am. Don't add a title, a role, or a complaint. Just, I am. Then pause. Notice what's there in the silence that follows. That's you. Before all the roles and stories, you're not your job title, your bad day, or even your body. You're the awareness in which all of those things come and go. The ego, on the other hand, is constantly negotiating. How can I bend this moment to get what I want? It asks. Presence doesn't negotiate, it listens. Instead of resisting or plotting, presence merges with what's happening. From that still, alert space, the right action arises. Without strain, without self-congratulation, you don't take credit because you're not the doer in the usual sense. You're the space the doing moves through. And creativity, it thrives in that same space. A poem, a painting, a perfect comeback, they all bubble up from the stillness, not from the mental strain. But once the work is done, be careful. The ego loves to sneak in and slap its name on everything. I did that, it brags. That's your cue to breathe and return to presence. The more you stay in that quiet space, the more beauty flows through, and the less you need to prove anything to anyone.